Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Allie. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi. Great to be here.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Allie. I'm on Bookstagram. My handle is Allie's Bookshop Around the Corner. So I'm a big You've Got Mail fan. And I'm 32 and I live with my husband and our two schnauzers. And I love to read and especially listen to audiobooks. And I could not think of a lot of hobbies, because all I do is read. But I like to, right now I'm training for a marathon. And so I like running and decorating my house and watching Hallmark and horror movies.
I love this. Okay, what marathon are you training? And I envy you. I admire you.
It's been a lot. The Flying Pig in Cincinnati. So it'll be a full marathon. My husband, for some reason, wanted to run. And so I was like, fine.
I admire you, you know.
My husband is like, you better act excited at the end and not all like you're dying. I'm like, no, I'm going to be acting like I'm dying.
It's okay. It is okay. I took a Peloton class, actually, a yoga class this weekend. And they were like, they're at the studio audience. And they were like, oh, you just did a half marathon. I'm like, why would you go to a Peloton afterwards? You should be dying.
See, I'm obsessed. The Peloton, I am fully entered into that cult. And that's all I do is Peloton.
Yeah, I used to go to Peloton classes before they were big back in the day as a studio audience, because they actually, it was like one of the few spin studios that offer free shoes. And so I was like, well, I didn't want to pay like the $3 for the shoes. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to log around. So I used to take classes with like Jess King, Cody, Robin, before they were like big, you know.
Yeah.
It was like random.
Yeah, I got into them in 2020. So yeah, because they had that free month or something. Mm-hmm. And then I became addicted.
Yeah. And it's a great app. Like there's lots of different classes. You don't need to be in the bike. You don't need to be in the tread. There's like outdoor. Mm-hmm. There's like meditation. There's yoga. Yeah. So yeah, I'm happy with Peloton. Peloton is still like my number one, you know.
My obsession.
So speaking of which, what kind of books do you tend to read?
I stick with romance and thrillers too. So I like thrillers more on audiobook and then to read the romance ones.
Okay. And so yeah. What kind of thrillers do you like? Do you like gory, super dark, or you're like popcorn thrillers, like commercial thrillers?
I like most of them. My favorite is probably Karen Slaughter, who is extremely like dark thrillers. Yeah. And but I also love the domestic suspense. So yeah, those suburban ones, I love those.
Yeah. God Bless the Husband Did It, or
yes, or
Rich Housewives, you know, have way too much time with
their hands. They're rich and they're crazy. It's my favorite.
Yeah, they have way too much time on their hand. You're like focusing on like stupid things. You're like, why?
I mean, I can fit in with them very easily. Just hang out in my house and solve crimes. I also love cozy mysteries.
Oh, yay.
I've been reading a ton of them.
Yeah. So. And like, cozies are great for like anxiety, like because they're not mostly the gore, you know, like it's gonna go resolve, you know.
Anytime that a book stresses me out, I read a cozy mystery or like right after.
that's a good pile cleanser. So yeah. All right, so today we're talking about romantic suspense. So yes, Talk to us about the genre. You know, I'm kind of like somewhat new to it, so I'm looking forward to your recommendations.
Okay, so I'm going to preface this by saying that I do sound crazy when I talk about like what I require in a romantic suspense book. So I realize that I am who I am, but I love like probably like a 50-50 of romance and suspense, maybe 60% romance. But I really like the ones that get kind of darker. So they're going to be like a third act kidnapping, which yes. is so dramatic. But I love those. I got into it because of Nora Roberts. So she's on my list. She was my all-time favorite, and I was reading her way too young, and I've been reading them forever. And then I found a few, and it's kind of like the hardest genre to find books in. Mm-hmm. And I forget what podcast I was listening to, but it was two authors, and they were talking about why it's so hard. And it's like, that's hard to be good at both romance and suspense, like to balance it mm-hmm. is really hard to do. So that's why I've always have trouble trying to find ones for it.
Yeah.
But I found a few. And then usually if you find one author, they have like a ton, and I just binge them all.
Yeah. So let's talk some recommendations. And then I want to talk about Nora, because I have not read Nora and I need like a starter guide. So
yes. So my first one is Tattered Stars by Katherine Cowles. And so this was the first one that really reminded me of Nora Roberts. I think I saw it on a Kindle ad, and like the tagline just sounded like something she would write. And so I started reading it, and it was really good. And it made me want to just go back. And I read her entire backlist in like a month, and then, which was a mistake because now I don't have any more to read, but it was it's kind of like a small town one. So a lot of these are small town romances. And then it cracks me up because they constantly say that you don't have this town, you don't lock your doors in it. And I'm like, why are you not locking your doors? Like, everyone's being kidnapped and stalked and whatever. I accept it.
And there's only like a lonely chef, like it's only a chief or like one police officer working the whole town.
And they're always hot. Yeah. Like it's the theme in these that the cop is the love interest. Yeah. But I enjoy it. Yes, yeah, so the Tattered Stars, it is about a girl who she finds like her dad kidnapped the daughter of one of this family in the small town, and she saves that daughter and turns her dad in. And then she comes back a few years later, has to face that family. And then she ends up falling for their son, who is a cop. And so it's kind of like an enemies to lovers at first, and then forbidden love. And it kind of goes into all that. Mm-hmm. But each one is about a member of that family. So that's kind of how she picks out like a family. And then each one has their own book, kind of like Daphne Perry.
Yeah. I read the series. I read the third book, the first three books of the series. And I'm trying not to binge on it, but it's actually really good. Like, it's a good like balance between romantic suspense and like romance and romance with it. Like, there's like a good balance. There's like trauma, there's like healing, mm-hmm. there's like family stuff.
I love those. She's probably been the one I've been like forcing everyone to read, is because I just love them. And I just got an email for her next book. I get an early copy, so I'm excited about that next week. So I'll read it in like an hour and then regret it. And her audiobooks are also really good. She always gets really good narrators.
That's actually, I think I have Whispers of You as an audiobook that I'm saving for rainy day. So
yeah, I think that one has Zachary Weber, who's one of my favorites. So that one's a good one.
Awesome. What's your next recommendation?
So this one's The Bride by Willa Nash, and it's on Kindle Unlimited. And Willa Nash is also Daphne Perry. But this one's a lighter romantic suspense. So the first one is more suspense in there, and then the rest of them we kind of just go into like a small town romance series. But I loved the little town, so I became obsessed with them too, even though they didn't have a ton of suspense in them. But the first one is about a Taylor Swift type singer who is being stalked, and then she goes into hiding in a small town and ends up falling for the cop there. But I loved this town, and it kind of was like a good one to start out with if you wanted not a ton of, you know, murder and stalking.
Yeah, and you can't go wrong with a pop singer like Taylor Swift just hiding in a small town in Montana, you know.
Yeah, I love that series. I think the last one comes out in August.
Ooh, that's exciting. So he's almost
has a bunch of really good romantic suspense ones, but that one's been my favorite one.
Yep, she really does. So what's your next recommendation?
This one's on the complete opposite end. So it's Where the Blame Lies by Mia Sheridan. So it's on Kindle Unlimited. And it is much darker. So it's probably the Karen Slaughter of this list. So it actually scared me. I think it was more that my husband was out of town, and then it just kind of terrified me. But it was about a girl. She's kidnapped in college, and then she's held in captivity for a year. And she escapes, and they think they catch the guy. And then a few years later, all these crimes start happening that matched up with hers. And so she ends up falling for the cop on that case. And it has a sequel too for it, but it is very dark. So that's the one that if you like thrillers mainly, and you don't really want a lot of that you don't typically read a lot of romance, that would be the one to go with.
Okay, that's a good idea. That's a good suggestion for thriller writers to try to give this a try, you know, to see, hey, there's gonna be a love story there too.
I know. She I think she has one that just came out that's a romantic suspense again, and it's called Bad Mother. So I haven't read it yet, but it sounds really good.
That sounds really good.
I met her at a signing, and I told her that was my favorite one of her books, and she's like, oh, you're one of the dark ones. And I'm like, yeah.
You're like, please keep writing for me, not for the rest of the people.
Yeah, I mean, I like Archer's voice, but I want murder.
Or kidnapping. I'm all about kidnapping. Captive is by far a love language of romance, you know.
I know. And I'm like trying to explain this to people that just like rom-coms, and they're just staring at me.
No, I have to tell you, I have something to read. I was like, there's plenty of kidnapping. I'm like, count me in. That sounds like a kind of book.
And Amy from Novel Gossip, so she also loves it too. So I was like, you understand.
Yes. We're our people. Awesome. What's your next recommendation?
This one's Here With Me by Samantha Young. It's on Kindle Unlimited. And this one is set in the Scottish Highlands. And so it's about a family. The first one has enemies to lovers and celebrity romance and an age gap, I think. And so it's about this guy. He used to be a really big movie star. And then he starts this estate and where all these rich people go. And he ends up falling for his bodyguard's cop daughter. So they kind of flipped it. So she's the cop. And then they end up falling for each other, and he's being stalked. So it was a nice little flip for him. I love her rom-coms. And so it was really, whenever I found these, I hurried up and tried them out. And I haven't finished the series because they always give me book hangover really bad. So I never want to
put my hand for that. Have you read On Dublin Street, that whole series? That's like my favorite so far, like for her. Yeah. It's like, but I remember just being like, I need to go to Scotland just to go to Dublin Street and go chill the streets.
I know. I just finished her one that comes out in August, The Love Plot, last night. I finished it, and it is so good. It's very much not suspense. It's like a fun little goofy rom-com.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, it has like the grumpy sunshine type thing. And I always love those so much.
Yep. Samantha Young is a good backlist. Like, it's a good, healthy backlist. So you can
dive in. I always love hers.
You know, so yeah. What's your next recommendation?
Okay, so my one is The Obsession by Nora Roberts. So it's my all-time favorite one. I have read her, forever. My mom is also a fan, and my mother-in-law too, and we went to that her bed and breakfast in Boonesboro, so we're hardcore. And every time that we went, everybody thought my mom was the fan, but their mom's like, no, it's her. But this one's my favorite by her. And it's kind of similar to Tattered Stars, where it's about her dad being, he was a serial killer. She turned him in. And then years later, she moves to a small town and falls in love. I don't even think this guy's a cop. And but she falls in love with a guy. And then all of a sudden, she's being stalked. But my favorite part of Nora Roberts is that she always has home renovations. I mean, she is serious about these home renovations. It's like detailed to the point where I feel like I could renovate a house after reading them. But that's what I always look forward to most, is the home renovations. I don't know why.
Oh my gosh. I've never read Nora, so I've been told that I should read her, and I'm like, maybe this is going to be a journey. Yeah. So I think you gave me like a good recommendation to get started, because I need a little bit more thriller. I'm not ready to do the paranormal with her.
But she writes an insane amount. So it's like two a year. And so I tend to like the romantic suspense ones.
Yeah.
But her one that was called The Witness was, the first audiobook I listened to.
Ooh.
It was narrated by Julia Whalen, which then started that whole obsession with her audiobooks.
Yes. And
that's how I kind of found Gone Girl and all of those books. But yeah, so The Witness, The Obsession, and I think Shelter in Place are probably my top three that I would do if I was going to try her out.
I think after my Zodiac Academy binge, I'm going to try Nora, because what's a TBR? What is
watching? I mean, I haven't even made it through her backlist. I mean, it's insane.
Well, not only that, you have J.D. Robb. Have you read her J.D. Robb?
Yeah, I read like the first three of hers, and then I don't know. It didn't grab me as much as her other ones. But I know that everybody loves that series. So
yeah, that series is like 50 books deep.
I know.
we complain about 10 books, 50 books.
Maybe I'm just not allowing myself to get into it because I know there's 50 books to get through.
Yeah, like that's a marathon. Like that's a marathon series. You have to train for it, you know?
I don't even want to know how many hours of audiobooks I'd be listening to this.
No, I don't know. This is crazy. Awesome. So Ali, tell us where you can find you online.
So it's Allie's Bookshop Around the Corner. So on Instagram, and then I'm on Goodreads too, but I mainly just stick with Instagram. TikTok, you're not going to be able to see. Like, I don't want to put my face on there.
Yeah, it is all good. Thank you, Ali, for being on the show.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.